This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held meeting with his Mauritian counterpart Navin Chandra Ramgulam in Port Louis today. The two leaders held discussions aimed at enhancing bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi became the first Indian to receive highest civilian award of Mauritius, Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. Mauritius Prime Minister made the announcement during an Indian diaspora event in Port Louis this evening. The honour also adds to Mr. Modi's growing list of international accolades, making it the 21st such recognition. Addressing the Indian community, Prime Minister Modi thanked the people and the government of Mauritius for giving him the country's highest civilian honour. He said, "This is not just an honour for him, but an honour for the historic bond between India and Mauritius." Mr. Modi said, "The deep-rooted cultural connection between the two countries is evident in the warmth of the diaspora."
यहाँ हमारे पूर्वज बिहार हो, यूपी हो, भारत के दूसरे हिस्सों से लाए गए थे. भाषा, बोली, खान-पान के हिसाब से देखें तो मॉरिशस में मिनी हिंदुस्तान बसता है. ये लघु भारत है. भारत की अनेक पीढ़ियों ने मॉरिशस को फिल्मी पर्दे पर भी देखा है.
In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi also announced the issuance of Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards to his Mauritian counterpart Navin Ramgulam and his spouse Veena Ramgulam. The community event was attended by more than 3,500 people, including members of the Mauritius Cabinet, government officials and National Assembly members. The Lok Sabha today approved supplementary demands for grant second batch 2024-25, demands for excess grants for 2021-22, Manipur Budget 2025-26 and supplementary demands for grant for Manipur 2024-25. Replying to a debate in the House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the centre is providing all financial assistance to support the faster recovery of the economy in Manipur. She also announced a corpus of 500 crore rupees for Manipur to establish contingency fund, saying that the state had never such fund. The Finance Minister said that the total receipts for Manipur budget are 35,368 crore rupees, while revenue receipts are 27,231 crore rupees. The minister said the total expenditure has been estimated at 35,104 crore rupees for the state. She said, with the collective efforts of centre and state government, there has been improvement in the overall law and order situation in Manipur to a large extent. The minister added that currently 286 companies of CAPFs, 137 columns of Army and Assam Rifles are together deployed with the Manipur State Police to maintain law order. The Finance Minister also informed that 400 crore rupees has been provided under Ministry of Home Affairs special package for relief camp operations aimed to support those who are affected, and more support will be continuously provided. In the supplementary demands for grants, the government has sought Parliament's nod to spend a net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year. Later, the Lower House also passed Appropriation Bill 2025, Appropriation Bill No. 2 2025, the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025. After completing the business, the House was adjourned till tomorrow. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said this year's Union Budget has provided for the implementation of the Bharatiya Bhasha Pustak Yojana, which will see textbooks digitized for all 22 scheduled languages as well as English. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Education in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister stressed that Indianness is an important component of the policy of Narendra Modi government. In Pakistan, at least 6 military personnel were killed and over 450 passengers of Peshawar Quetta Jaffar Express have been taken hostage after the train came under attack from militants in Balochistan's Mutch area today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.